Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King? Who will be His helpers? Other lives to bring.
Well, good morning, my friend, and welcome to Missionary Echoes. I'm Pastor Joel, joining you once again in the studio today. You know, I'm thankful for the rain showers I've been receiving recently, because our area has been so very dry that many things are looking quite dead. But after a few days of good steady rain, the grass is turning green again, and things are looking much better. You know, I think there can be times as well when we go through a spiritual drought, perhaps a time of grief that saps our spiritual strength, or something else that affects us physically or emotionally so that we struggle to hear God speaking to us. In these times of testing, God allows us to experience our faith in Him is tested and proven. Sometimes I think faith is kind of like the roots of the plants around here. The trees and other plants that have a deep root system have done okay, even through the drought. But the grass and the flowers with their shallow roots were quickly out of water. Now, the roots of the trees were down deep in the soil, drawing water up into the plant from sources that other plants can't reach. Now, I understand that even the trees will suffer as the ground dries out, and every plant needs water to survive. After a number of weeks and no rain, the water table gets lower and lower, till even the trees can't get the moisture they need. And as the plants start to wither and the leaves shrivel up, I can imagine them begging for water, desperate for just one rain shower to revive them. And without that needed water, the plant will soon die. But if the rain does come in time, it brings relief from the drought and a renewal to the area. I think all around us we see that the earth testifies to a God who created and sustains it, reminds us that we too, as His creation, need to keep connected to his life-giving supply. And, just like the plants, if we don't, if there's too much drought, too much dryness, we'll die spiritually. Today we're going to talk about showers, spiritual showers, and the need we have for God to come and fill us with his presence.
From every stormy wind that blows, from every swelling tide of woes, there is a calm, a sure retreat. Tis found beneath the mercy seat. There is a place where Jesus sheds the oil of gladness on our heads. A place than all besides more sweet. It is the blood-bought mercy seat.
Oh, there on eagle wings we soar,
and sin and sense molest no more.
And heaven comes down our souls to greet, while glory crowns the mercy seat. While glory crowns, oh glory crowns, yes glory crowns the mercy seat.
Let's look to the Lord in prayer this morning. Lord, we thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for the provision that you give to us. Thank you, Lord, for each one of us. You understand us. You know our needs. Lord, you see the listening audience today. You see each one that has a burden that they're carrying, someone that they care about that needs you, that needs a special touch. I pray, Lord, that you would work and move among us. Lord, you see our community. You see our need for revival, a need for spiritual showers to come and water our hearts and give us that renewed strength and life and energy that we need. I pray, Lord, that you just be with us throughout this day. Help us, Lord, to worship you and to see you as you are, in your holiness, in your goodness, with your mercy and judgment. I pray, Lord, that you would just bless and help our listener today. You see also those that don't have a relationship with you. I pray, Lord, that today you would speak to them. May they turn to you and find spiritual life and strength in you, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. This program is an outreach of the God's Missionary Church at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. If you don't have a church family, I invite you to join us each Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:30 for a morning worship service, and 6 o'clock for an evening worship service. On Wednesday nights, we have a prayer and praise service at 7 o'clock p.m. Now, I hope you'll be able to join us in person for our services, but if not, you can always go to LebanonGMC.com where you can watch live broadcasts of our services, find out about upcoming events, and even share prayer requests with us. That's LebanonGMC.com. Now, this evening, it's going to be our privilege to host a local interchurch holiness convention. At 6 o'clock, there'll be a children's service, music, and a message from the heart from different speakers from Penview Bible Institute. And then at 6:30, will be the closing service, and Dan Stettler will be speaking in that service. If you like good preaching and singing and fellowship, I hope you'll be able to come and join with us this evening.
Amidst this hustling, clamoring world, sometimes it's hard to hear the voice of God speaking to my soul. In my quiet time alone, when I approach his holy throne, his tender words fall gently on my ear. He still speaks. I know his voice.
sound never heard by mortal ear. And to think that God, by His own choice, would speak to me, it makes me rejoice. He still speaks. I know His voice.
There are so many who still doubt that God can speak today. They laugh and mock when we say we've heard from God. But the still small voice of God is heard above the doubters of this world. His timeless words ring out with hope today. He still speaks. I know His voice. Sound never heard by mortal ear. And to think that God, by His own choice, would speak to me, it makes me speak to me, it makes me rejoice. He still speaks. I know His voice. He still speaks. I know His voice, He speaks to me. I know His voice.
For today's message, we're going to break into Acts chapter 14, where Paul and Barnabas had come into Lystra, having met a crippled man. Acts chapter 14, beginning to read at verse number 8. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked. The same heard Paul speak, who, steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet." And he leapt and walked. When the people saw that what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Laconia, "The gods are come down to us in the likeness of men." And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gates, and would have done sacrifice with the people, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out and saying, "Sirs, why do you these things? We also are men of like passions with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein, who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good, and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. And with these sayings scarce restrained they the people, that they had not done sacrifice unto them." How many of you this morning like rain? Now, I'm not just talking about a shower, but a real storm. You know, after a few days of rain, it gets a little wearisome, doesn't it? And yet, we realize it is important that we have rain. If it were always sunny, we would miss an important ingredient in the process of growing our plants. And we would soon be praying for rain as well. We need both times of rain and sunshine for the plants to grow and produce. You know, I think there are times in life that are like that as well. Times when we face great difficulties that cause us to cling to our faith in God. At other times, the door of opportunity is wide open and God is blessing our efforts. But in both cases, the roots of our faith need to be strong to receive the sustaining power of God for our souls. Like you could imagine that spiritual water that we need. Paul and Barnabas had come into Lystra and Derbe because they were fleeing from persecution in Iconium. And here in this hard place, in the midst of a difficult time, the doors of opportunity come open and God is glorified through them. You know, sometimes I think the hard places in life make the joyful times more pleasant. Now, no one really likes to go through a difficult time that I know of. I mean, who wants to go through sickness when you're experiencing pain, when you can hardly bear it, it seems? Other times, perhaps there's times of disappointment when something you trusted failed you, someone you loved let you down. Perhaps, even closer to home, that's a time of death. You've lost someone that you love, and everything just seems dark right now. But when the darkness is past, I think we often find that the sun seems to shine much brighter. Just as the recent rain showers have brought life back to our grass and other plants, and I have a renewed sense of appreciation for them, I think that often the loss of a friend or family member that we love dearly renews our appreciation for those we have around us, helps us to consider what we have and where we have our priorities, and hopefully at times reset some things according to what really matters. Pursue and hang on to the things that really matter, and perhaps let some things go that don't really matter. I'm sure each one of us can give personal examples of this. You know, someone has said it seems to be darkest before the dawn. And in Scripture, we find a few illustrations of this. Throughout the Scriptures, we see in Jesus' ministry that there was many different sick people who came to Jesus, and they found healing in him. For Jairus' daughter, this young girl just died. A very, very dark time for their family. In Lazarus' case, Lazarus had been dead for 3 days. A very dark time for Mary and Martha. Even when Jesus went to the cross and Calvary, it seemed that Satan had won and Jesus had been defeated. But in each of those dark moments, Jesus was doing a great work. And he made a difference in each situation. It reminds us that, in the spiritual sense, just when we think things are hopeless, God can and often is doing his greatest work. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 25, we read, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it." Then in John chapter 12, verse 24, we read, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." Do you see a little bit of a theme? Someone who loses their life will find it. And just as you plant a seed in the ground and it seems to die and be forgotten, it germinates, it grows with new health, new life. And what seems to have been dead and forgotten brings forth much fruit. Romans chapter 6, verse 8 reminds us that if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we also shall live with him. Then in Romans 6, verse 4, we see, "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." I think what this is simply saying is that in those times of darkness, we see our sinfulness before God. We recognize our inability to save ourselves, We realize that outside of God, we're eternally lost. And in those times of difficulty, we recognize that we can't do it without God's help. And in those moments, we see our need for Him, and we're fully depending on Him and not ourselves. In those times of darkness, God can change them into times of light and do a great work within us. In a time of darkness, on the cross, when Jesus is suffering alone, He had come to save sinners. In our time of weakness, we recognize that Jesus has the ability to save us. And in the time when we lose someone that's close to us, and death has taken those we love, we are reminded that Jesus came to bring us eternal life. Now in our text, Paul and Barnabas had just come through a difficult time. They were forced to flee from a place where the opportunity to share the gospel was now closed. But now they have a new open door, and it presents to them a new challenge as well. Much to their dismay, they're being honored and praised as gods. They quickly stop the people from worshiping or sacrificing to them, pointing out that there's a God in heaven from whom all good things come, far above any earthly power. It's a perfect opportunity for Paul to share the gospel with the crowd. But it's also just a bit of sunshine between storms for Paul. For we read in verse 19 that some people came and influenced the crowd and turned them against Paul. And of all things, the crowd throws stones at Paul and drag him out of the city, thinking he is dead. God touches Paul's body, and Paul is once again able to preach and minister, and after a while, he even returns back to the city to encourage those who have put their trust in the Lord. So we see here, in the middle of some dark storms in Paul's life, God is doing a great work through Paul, testifying of God's power and mercy right in the middle of those dark times. As Paul had said to the crowd, God had not left himself without a witness, and was doing good, giving the rain from heaven, that spiritual renewal and strength that the soul so desperately needs, bringing forth fruit even in the midst of really difficult times. God was filling Paul and Barnabas with gladness for the work that he was doing. You know, my friend, sometimes I don't really care for the rain. I don't really care for the storm. But I definitely enjoy the sunshine after. In a similar way, sometimes spiritually, we might not always enjoy the dark places in life. We might not always understand how God is using them. But God can truly use them to bring light and even new spiritual strength and life into our lives. My prayer for you today is that if you're going through one of those dark times of life, that you'll trust Him and find Him sufficient for your need, and that God can use this time to bring new spiritual life and strength to you.
When the battle
Well, my friend, our time for this program is quickly coming to a close, but if you have a question about how to be saved or a spiritual matter, we would love to talk with you and share Jesus with you in person. You can stop by today during regular service times at 10:30 this morning or 6 o'clock tonight, or you can call our church office and set up an appointment. The number to call is 717-273-3690. Or you can send us a message at lebgmc@gmail.com. We'd be delighted to help you in any way that we can. We're a church of just ordinary people who have found God to be the answer to life's problems and the hope and the help of all who seek Him. I'm Pastor Joel, wishing you a blessed week.
As I walk this lonesome path, Lord, I know I walk with You. And though I may be weak at times, You always see me through. But sometimes in the clouds of life, it's hard to find Your hand. My way grows dark and hope is lost. I cannot seem to stand. But someday I'll leave it all behind. Wake up one morn to find we're standing face to face. And somehow I know I'll make it through. And all I have to do is rest in God's amazing grace. In the darkest of my battles, Lord, when all is lost but You, I rest upon Your promises and trust Your word is true. For You tell me that You work all things according to Your plan. So help me, Lord, to trust Your grace when I don't understand. And someday I'll leave it all behind. Wake up one morn to find we're standing face to face. And somehow I know I'll make it through. And all I have to do is rest in God's amazing grace. Face to face I shall behold Him, far beyond the starry sky. Someday find we're standing face to face. And somehow I know I'll make it through. And all I have to do is rest in God's amazing grace. I'll leave it all behind and rest in God's amazing.